Peter finds this a trying command. It was with reluctance that Peter undertook the duty laid on him, but he dared not disobey. He went down and said, "I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come?" They told him, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee." In obedience to God, on the following morning the apostle set out, accompanied by six of his brethren. These were to be witnesses of all that he should say or do, for Peter knew he would be called to account for so direct a violation of Jewish teachings. As Peter entered the house of the Gentile, Cornelius saluted him as one honored of heaven. Overwhelmed with reverence for the one sent by God to teach him, he fell at the apostle's feet and worshipped him. Peter was horror-stricken and lifted the centurion up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." To the large company of Cornelius's kinsmen and near friends Peter said, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation, but God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent ye have sent for me?" Cornelius then related his experience, saying in conclusion, "We are all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." Peter said, "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him." Then to that company of attentive hearers the apostle preached Christ. As Peter pointed those present to him as the sinner's only hope, he himself understood more fully the vision he had seen, and his heart glowed with the spirit of the truth he was presenting. Suddenly, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues, and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Thus was the gospel brought to those who had been strangers and foreigners, making them members of the household of God. From the household of Cornelius a widespread work of grace was carried on in that heathen city. Today there are many like Cornelius whom the Lord desires to connect with his work. Their sympathies are with the Lord's people, but the ties that bind them to the world hold them firmly. Special effort should be made for these souls. God calls for earnest, humble workers who will carry the gospel to the higher class. The greatest men of this earth are not beyond the power of a wonder-working God. If workers will do their duty, God will convert men who occupy responsible positions, men of intellect and influence. Converted, they will have a special burden for other souls of this neglected class. Time and money will be consecrated to the work, and new efficiency and power will be added to the church. Many in the world are nearer the kingdom than we suppose. Everywhere are those who will take their stand for Christ. Constrained by love, they will constrain others to come to him.